October the 27th, 1988, 11 a.m. Reading plan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're moving. And I want Darlene to share just a little bit before, because she'll come back and say, well, I didn't know that, nobody told me. Because Rudy won't go with you, he's going to stay for the meeting. I want us to relook. Let's put the proposal aside and let us take up the Russian document, please.
All right.
Take it up, please. Could we listen again onto this tape and then we will discuss it. Always to remember that when one began to tinker with ideas, very frequently the most absurd one comes forth and it'll be mischief. I don't want you to discard it because it appears to be mischief or undercutting of your brother. We will never arrive at a decision that ever undercuts our brother, but to discuss a subject in good business manner, we have to listen to what our mind is telling us. And then we hone it and we polish it and we come out with something workable. And we trust within our own group that no one will jump to any ridiculous conclusions as we have experienced in the past.
One thing that came strongly to me as he was reading it, and I didn't get the sense it was from me at all, was that finding any kind of exclusive agreement with another country would not be desirable, or it would essentially eliminate other markets within those nations.
Well, that's excellent, because I did not even notice. I'll tell you why I did not notice. This is how energies work. All of your guides are on alert right this minute because we're going to play with this. I personally did not even consider very much of any relationship. In fact, I considered completely severing all relationship as far as Russia is concerned with Terrible. Because my thrust is not in Terrorblock direction at all. So I would hear from anybody else. Let's all pitch in here if you want.
I have the feeling in the moment of this, of course, anybody interested in this has to come and visit and so forth. But I have a feeling what Russia's done in the past, they're going to pull a gross deal. In other words, Gross had his engineers go and visit, and he visited a plant, and then they stole the thing and did it themselves, right? Basically. You know, Russia's going to turn around and pull the same thing on Terrorblock.
Possibly.
That's my assessment.
Well, we'll have to assume that that's a very good point. We'll take them.
Well, there's a karmic thing there, too, after all.
Well, let's not bother with karma.
No,
let's
but I'm just
talk
saying
business.
That is a karmic thing there.
That may or may not happen. This is just a...
The light open to that thing, though, is what I meant on a karmic level.
Well, now, Dharma had a very good point regarding cellular cement and opening the market there. So...
But now what do we have to work with? Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate, because I have clothed her. And I am going to talk about cellular cement and how we handle it graciously and with honor. This letter. Terrorblock worldwide will make its own agreements. All of you are correct. they can very well come and take the idea and go and use it. Take the machinery there and use it. If they are smart, however, they will try to keep up some kind of a facade and not outright steal it. In the beginning, there will be at least 800 machines that will be purchased, and they will have paid their way. Always, you run into the ability to steal. And obviously, Holland, well, I don't know, Oberle, are they not the ones, or is it France that can fabricate their own machinery?
Only France.
All right. They can get it from the French then. Or they bring in the parts and then they fabricate it. They do not have a factory. The parts are shipped from here for a given machine and they assemble it there. So let us just consider that Terre Bloc is a good building project, good substance. They do not have the problem that they do in the United States. They should, but they don't, and that is very critical. They're going to be lax, in other words, at this point. You can see their problem. They're given a deadline. And that's a pretty hefty deadline. Now, when that comes and it's not accomplished, there will not be much repercussion any more than there is with your air pollution. But they have a guideline now and a deadline against which they assume they're working. Terre Bloc is not the total answer. You're going to be building sometimes in the outskirts of cities. And you don't want your world dug up into a bunch of holes, you see? You're going to build a lot of individual dwellings, either that or very high-rise buildings. Something is going to replace what they have. And the move is not usually toward urban areas, toward non-urban areas. They're going to be built up around the factories and the places where they need the housing, where they're already piled one on top of another. So they really need two building substances. It sounds fine to have all that earth usable, but at some point they will either have to import the earth into the area, because site building material will be depleted simply because it is being transformed into something else. Now, you cannot do your brother in by going directly to this man who has written this letter and sending him a copy of the letter and say, hey, we've got a better deal. You don't want to give anyone a better deal than your brother has just picked up. And you do represent the factory which will produce the equipment. That's why you should be celebrating with Worldwide. If, in fact, they order 800 machines, and let us assume that business is done honorably, and you can bet your life for a little while, business will be done honorably. They're trying to build a new world image. They also have the facts. You have a counterpoint. Well, never mind, Dorma. You have a mirror over there. Russia knows. Russia is still a deadly, deadly enemy. They do not believe, as you proclaim to believe, but you have grown in one direction, they have grown away from that direction, and you meet already. There is very little basic difference in your system. You just stand and throw stones at each other across an ocean. And it's harder and harder to keep the war going. Because when you analyze your systems, they're almost identical. They need the other technology. How do you get that technology? You write a letter, possibly, to this person, to this company, and tell them that you are aware that there is this law handed down, and you would like for them to consider the following: a building material from cellular cement, a factory of which you have underway at this time, and you would be happy to share information with him for future reference, that it is now being held in confidence as a business measure. You would expect that ones from there would wish to come and discuss this. And an invitation could be arranged. You see, they don't allow their ones to flit about. It would have to be specific invitation, let us say from John Donahue. This would be at this point, or even this is could be up for consideration, and let us see if this would encroach or not. Would it be feasible to say that you are aware that they are investigating other types of earthen building material? What you're trying to do is keep completely separate from the terror block transaction. At the same time, this is for protection of the ones in Tachibi. Otherwise, you would just send them John Donahue's name, and they'll get all involved in it, and you won't get your dome built in time. If you write a letter with no reference to anything else other than expecting a return response, then you are free to open discussion, send a copy of the letter, both your return response. If they show interest, then you send a copy of that letter to both Frank Sands and John Donahue. And how do we work this out now? Do I make sense?
Perfect.
Oberly, I'll hear from you.
Sorry.
I'm asking, in earth terms, are we utilizing to a disadvantage our brother, or are we basically assisting our brother? This is not a test set up, this is a discussion. You see, in these dimensions, we do not have this kind of a problem.
Well, if we send a letter to them without Frank Sands knowing anything about it, could be repercussions for them, because sooner or later, he's probably going to find out. Since we are going to be manufacturing machines probably for them. Then the people over there will tie the two together and just innocently mention our names about how this sort of thing goes around.
All right, let us take another approach. Does it not tell from whence came this edict?
No, it doesn't.
It does not tell from the government, or what?
Well, it says the government.
Read that to me, Oberly.
The Soviet government has adopted the program, quote, Habitation 2000, in accordance with which every Soviet family must have a separate flat or a house by 2000.
Hold it. would that not come under some governmental label, if you will?
I assume that from what he read later, the person who wrote this letter is probably tied in with that program, which probably is maybe part of the government itself.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, if the wind business, let us wait a minute. They're releasing and they're allowing ones to start businesses. Let's discard the name of the person. Let us just assume that we picked up the paper today and the body of that letter was in there. Would that not infer that the government, some branch of that government, and they have labeled it Habitat 2000, something similar. Do you have a Russian embassy in Los Angeles?
Some kind of a representative, wouldn't there be in LA?
Do we have any light bulbs yet?
Absolutely not. I'm really distressed that we'd be off on some wild goose chase.
Why do you consider it a wild goose chase, Oberle? I'm distressed too.
It has absolutely no benefit to us unless we want to build machines, a terabot, to spread ourselves into that market with cellular cement is ridiculous.
Are you trying to save a world?
I am trying to save Tehachapi. I'm trying to save
a world. Well, let's get a little bit bigger about it, brother. I'm not asking you to do anything about cellular cement other than those of you who might wish to have built a factory. You have brothers needing building material, and you know where the resources are. Are we going to turn a world around? Are we going to hog these little things? Are we going to let somebody else do it? You have an opportunity of calling an embassy, finding out if in fact this is truth. Ask him if they would be interested in some information regarding a building material called cellular cement modular housing. And if he responds they might be, then there is nothing, brother, wrong with sending that specific portion of their government a letter stating that there is such a product. And if you want nothing to do with it, you can refer their response to John Donahue. It ends up having nothing to do with the company. It has everything to do with business knowledge. With no expense to yourself, you can reach out across a world. With no interference to yourself unless you choose to have some. And you are thinking of you and a few people in this room. There are possibly others in Tehachapi, once you have a factory going here, that can reach out and help those ones.
The only possible conflict I see is that Frank Sands should be included in the process from the beginning, at least in terms of being informed as to intent, since he was the person who gave us the original contact information. That's the only possible problem I see. As long as he is informed and dealt with appropriately.
Well, now you have really put it into the lap of the attorney, who really has a personal interest in the other side. What kind of a decision can he possibly make?
In the business world, there is no reason for Frank to be at all upset. If ABT makes a contact with this company as a result of this letter, Frank doesn't have to be a party to that transaction.
That's right.
I disagree with both Rick and Al on that score.
You see, you're taking a game, this all personally. I want to tell you this is not a test. I'm going to repeat that. We're not testing anybody. But we're going to get some good lessons out of the conversation. And this is what happens. Before jumping to judgment, let us examine these tiny little particles. You want to hang on to your identity. A Nevada corporation is a birth infant. ABT is an individual. And it is not you. It births a product that has absolutely zero to do with Frank Sands or Terry Block. Now the knowledge has come into your senses from a letter. And if you personally utilize, even through ABT, information that comes from someone else, it should be acknowledged. If you do not take the route of even utilizing their company, let us reanalyze it. My last suggestion, and I'm happy to discuss that suggestion, is to contact an embassy and say, you are aware of this rule, and you have a product in your knowledge. Are they interested? Or who would you contact?
Well, I'm assuming Frank Sands is not an issue at all. The only other issue that I would see in dealing with a country such as Russia would be the red tape involved. Do we choose to enter into such a market?
Well, I don't know that you would enter into it. Probably John Donahue would enter into it.
At this point, is that in our best interest?
That is not your business.
Well, we discussed
it is not your business to make a decision for John Donahue, is what I'm saying. I don't know if it's in your best interest or not. Depends on what it would require of you. Seems to me it makes one phone call and possibly a letter. And it could bring great brotherhood. Could also bring a lot of rubles back and forth. Do you remember your deficit of trade? Does anybody remember your deficit of trade? Your country's going down the tubes.
Well, it seems to me that just because you get bit by a rattlesnake, you don't color every snake with a rattler. And just because the location, geographically, of these people, they've just been labeled that they're probably, or the possibility is extremely high that they're going to just merely steal an idea. Just people. So far.
Sorry, the whole discussion is bullshit. Now, if you take ABT houses to Russia, if you take ABT houses to Van Nuys, and where you can produce a house for $50,000 and sell it for more than $100,000, that is a very profitable enterprise. But if you take an ABT house to Russia for $20,000 and they can produce it some other way for less money than that, it's just not a... not an economically viable situation, at least not in comparison with what it is here. I don't know what we're talking about. It is not our business. It is of no business consequence to us. It's a distractor, as far as I'm concerned. It might be very beneficial to the Russians to know about ABT-type houses. It is not beneficial for us to be off on some wild goose chase trying to make rubles and solve the country's debt balance of payments or occupy Mr. Donahue in some wild goose chase. I don't understand at all why we would even be distracted by it.
In that case, what's to hurt writing a letter to a company other than ABT who produces a similar product, giving them the lead and let them run with it? And that way the Russians will have materials and we won't be involved.
We don't have our hands full enough.
Right.
What purpose, is there any other purpose that anyone here sees of this letter being sent from Sands in Terrebonne? Is there any other purpose there of this letter other than showing us that they have an interest in, that they're buying, they're ordering 800 machines?
He's being successful.
You mean to send it here?
Right.
Of course.
I mean, is there another reason for it, possibly, other than just the fact that he's showing us that TerraBlock has an order for 800 machines?
Of course. You are going to be the factory. They can enlarge a bit in Flint, but they cannot handle it. That's why this factory needs to be.
Understand.
The owners of TerraBlock Worldwide are uncomfortable because there was a note due, I believe, the 1st of September. Well, it's been changed about so much, it's been postponed from the end of July. And the agreement was to pay $25,000 and then right about this time of the year, another $600,000 for the rights to the 4 or 5 Western states. Franchise for the use of the machines or the distribution of the machines. They want the factory underway. This is to show a need for the factory.
Right.
This is excellent selling material if you didn't already have the factory already agreed for funding. This is also saying, get your $25,000 in, brother. I'm having trouble with the grosses. They are beginning to quibble that they don't need you. That's the punchline. The other is Frank Sands is an honorable man and he wants to work with us. He's a very enlightened man and will end up coming with us. The grosses took the basic knowledge and technology from the ones in New Mexico. And we will honor the ones in New Mexico by allowing the building of their equipment in your factory. Unless they keep the factory going full bore. Do you hear me? You will not have an exclusive agreement with them. They have done nothing. They keep asking you for money. They are giving nothing to this factory. And of course they would want an exclusive. And you will not agree to it. They have not written off $600,000 and they're threatening with taking away your franchises unless you put up your 25. So let's hear what really is going on here. It's much to your benefit for them to sell as many machines as they can in Russia or anywhere else. Those come out of your factory. This is the basis for your proposal, for your factory.
That I understand. I'm clear with all that is being the main purpose of this letter. But really, my question was, I might have just not asked it right. Do any of us here see any other purpose of that letter besides that?
You mean such as the discussion we're having now?
Right, as far as working directly with the Soviets, or?
Well, there's a big purpose.
Excuse me just a minute, and I'll turn this tape.